I've helped hundreds of people become a lot more confident, more successful, make a lot more money, achieve their goals, but there's one person I always struggled to help, myself. Throughout my career as a martial arts teacher who used to combine martial arts philosophy with personal development, I talk a lot about the metaphysical, the hidden, the energy that shapes our reality, and the way that we inspire and inform our realities through our thinking. You can call me a hypocrite, and many times I do feel like an imposter because I've taught these principles to so many people, yet this inner doubt, this doubting voice inside of me has always had the upper hand.
This is bullshit, it's not real.
And if you too have that voice, that doubting voice, despite you feeling this pull of your intuition towards diving deeper into the aspect of mastering energy, mastering thought, because to a certain degree you know that it's the one thing defining our realities, our life experience, but you still haven't prioritized that yet fully, I think it would be healthy for both of us to have this conversation together. It's very uncomfortable for me to talk about this because to the core, to my core, I know that all of this is real. I know, and I have proof that every single time I shifted my thinking, my energy, I chose a different identity, an identity of power, of certainty, an identity of whatever happens, happens. I know how to handle this. I always got better results. But that voice just kept creeping in and saying, come on, it's just a fluke. It's just a coincidence. It's not real. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to other people. And you know what? I'm tired of that voice. Part of the reason why I'm making this video in the woods with Thor. Thor's over there. I don't know if you can see him.
Thor!
There he is.
Hey, boy!
Being chill and relaxed right now, he can be a very stubborn wolf, like his owner. And I think actually that's the thing, you know, part of me holding on to that voice, that doubting energy, is my stubbornness, is my reluctancy to trust other people. Because it's like right now there's millions of sources that say energy is what actually defines matter. It's all energy, and we influence this material field with our energetic field. There's an abundance of sources, but my stubbornness is still holding me back from fully believing it. I'm tired of being in this situation. In Romanian, we say cucurundo luntre. It's like having your ass in two boats at the same time. What happens, right? The boats move and you fall into the water. Hey, this is Bogdan. Apologies for the interruption, but I really need your help. I'm honestly feeling a bit weird saying this, but every single person that I know, from friends, clients, to people that I talk to online, they're all saying the same thing. They're saying, I do not understand how this content is not reaching more people because it's so valuable. And honestly, instead of me feeling happy about it, like, wow, I'm putting out great stuff, it actually makes me feel, every time I hear that, it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong. I mean, like, what is it about this content that it's not, you know, getting enough eyeballs and, you know, it's not reaching as many people as possible? I personally want to help as many people as possible. And if you feel like this is valuable, like this content is valuable, this is what you could do to kind of support the show and support me as well. If you take a few seconds to rate this podcast, to rate this show, that would be tremendously helpful. And also sharing it with your friends, sharing it on social media, would make a huge, huge difference in us building a real freedom community together. That's it. Apologies for the interruption, and I hope you enjoy the conversation or the content moving forward. Let me give you an example. I started playing around with reality trend surfing. I found out about this series of techniques, series of philosophies. I found out about it a year ago, but like the terminology in it was, to me, felt so stupid. Like, oh, pendulums. Why are you using a pendulum to describe an energetic phenomenon? And it took me a year to kind of let go of all of these judgments and finally get the books, start diving deeper into these philosophies and really getting a better understanding of it. I woke up every morning, read a bit of the books, took some notes, and then did my best to apply what I was learning from these books. And guess what happened? I got out of a long, long sales slump. So the proof is there. I wrote it in my notes. I am 100% sold. But the fact that I'm still talking about it, it means that I'm not 100% sold. Here are the solutions that I'm thinking about. The solutions that I've been implementing recently to bring forth that version of me who can play around with energy consciously, not just unconsciously. I've defined the person that I'm growing into. I have an alarm on my phone that goes off every hour. And when that alarm goes off, I say to myself, I am this Bogdan. I do my best to choose that version of me consciously. And funny enough, whenever I say that affirmation, I just feel this swell of positive energy. And anything that was stressing me out in that moment just fades away. Very powerful. And the second thing that I want to do to further crystallize this new identity is talking about it. Part of it is making this video, talking more about it with my friends, teaching it. I realized this in my martial arts journey. When I started teaching the martial art was the moment when I really started to understand it. And the third thing that I want to do is be a lot more conscious of that doubting voice, because now speaking with you, I realize this idea. If this doubting voice is saying the only thing that is real is the thing that you can touch, like this tree, for example, then how is that voice inside of my head real? Why does that voice feel so real when it's clearly just an energetic expression of thought? So that's the thing. That voice inside of my head that I cannot touch says that the only things that are real are the material ones, but in and of itself is not material. That voice doesn't realize it's contradicting itself. I didn't realize it was contradicting itself. Whoa, this is so cool. I think I cracked it. This is the insight. If an energy inside of my head feels so real, then that only means that the only thing that is real is energy. Ah! Oh! Not my fingers. Who's the good boy? Look, I just want to say thank you for being here, sticking around, and giving me the opportunity to speak my mind. Because without you being on this channel, I wouldn't have been motivated to make this video today, and I most probably wouldn't have had this insight. Thank you, and I hope listening to my story was helpful for you too. And if you've enjoyed this conversation, you're probably going to also enjoy this video where I connected with my higher self and used the power of AI to fix my lead generation. Let me know your thoughts and let me know what insights you got from today's conversation. Hey, I really appreciate you tuning in. If you've enjoyed this and you'd like to support us with reaching more people, like I mentioned previously, taking a few seconds to review this podcast, give it a rating, and also sharing it with friends and family would mean the world to us. Thanks again. Oh yeah, and almost forgot about this. For more insights, courses, and more powerful conversations around building a real freedom business, check out our school community. Link is in the description.